Hello, everybody. Hello,
Hello.
hello. I have a question. I don't know if one of you have access to this Oyster Hachma. They quote a Yan HaMelech in Isurei Bia Perek Gimel, who talks about our sugya. I don't have this safe here. Would any of you be able to get hold of it yet? No, Shmuel, you don't have? No? No?
I
Okay.
haven't access to one.
Okay, I'll try and get hold of it. I'll figure it out. I want to look. It sounds very, he actually sounds like he's saying something like I'm saying. So I get excited. But I have to look it up. I have to find the safer.
Who is this?
There's a safer here. I have called Or Yaakov. He quotes a sefer called Yad HaMelech. I think the yeshiva here actually owns it, but it's somewhere in the iPads, like everyone on this arm. The parish and the Rambam, Yad HaMelech. Yeah, I'm not sure if we own it or not. Okay, it's an early parish and the Rambam.
Where
Okay.
did Rebbe say it is? Rebbe said it's in Perek Gimel.
Perek Gimel, but not in Yavamis. Perek Gimel of Hilchos Yisurei Bia.
Okay.
That's where he quotes it from. Okay, I have to get hold of the safer. But that's where we left off yesterday. I want to try and hopefully we get to an end here in the sugya. You wanted to read this Ramban. I'm doing a regular Ramban. Right. Okay, we'll have to read this Ramban. The follow-up happens. Okay, basically, again, so just to summarize, I think it wasn't so bad. Is that the question on the floor is why does Tosfos feel that according to the Ri, you can say Hutra, but according to the Rivo, you can't say Hutra? Further than both of them, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. According to the Ri, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, because we see that, but the Ri holds a Lamed Hei. Clearly, he says you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Ri, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because it's a pasuk of Ish, which says it's a chisur in the kinyan. According to the Rivah, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because it's a chisur in the Biyah. But what's the difference? Either way, the Maaseh, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. You have both Tanam that the Tavis at Rosh says, you have a Zika and it'll become the Mitzvah, you'll come automatically later. So why should it be that Tavis feels that it's a Dabar Pashat? That Tavis feels that according to the Ri, it doesn't make any sense that there's an iteration. You say Hutra. According to the Riva, I'm sorry, according to the Riva, it makes no sense that you can say Hutra. Well, apparently, according to himself, he feels that it does make sense. And to the point that he brings this as a raya against the Riva. Right? That was the problem. Right? Am I okay so far? So the structure we were trying to say yesterday. Is the Rambam has this funny lashon? It's definitely a funny lashon that he says that he's ain't a kinyan gomer. So, except for the fact that maybe he's except he says it by mimer too, which makes you suspect it doesn't mean it. But the simple translation of the lashon is that it's kind of midirah, that it's kind of a quasi kinyan, which doesn't sound so crazy. When you learn the Tavis and Kedushin, because Tavis and Kedushin, the way Tavis the sheet and Kedushin is that midiraisa, we should have a full Kenyan. Darrow came in on the pasuk and said Aishas Ish, and Aishas Ish tells you to know Chiyamisa. We don't want to say it's Tom Exeris because there's no Chiyamisa. So it's from there we derive there must be a big must be it's also begamini ishes, but lechayra, it suffices to make a begamini ishes to make a partial begamini ishes. Whereas once you say that the ishes is nifgam partially, you succeeded in explaining why there's no chiyuv misa. The pasuk just says there's no chiyuv misa. If there's a partial begam in the ishes, there's no chiyuv ishes misa. So why do you? There's no reason to jump and say, you know, the pasuk doesn't say that the ishes. Because the starting point was that there's full ishes. Then the Torah says there's no chiyuv misa. We derive from that that there's no ishes. It would suffice to derive that there's a quasi ishes, right? Which a little bit gets into a very interesting shaila. We had this shaila in in Baba Kama. In theory, I'll say the sort of the svara. Yeah, the concept of ein chabo el chidusho. What if by saying the bigger chiddush so to speak, in quantity of chiddush, in chiddush makes a is less log is more logical in svara, right? In other words, like if you have a case where the starting point is you should be potter, you could either say you're chayiv of 50 or chayiv of 100. So the einach habo el chiddusho should say you're only chayiv 50. It's less than 100. But what if it's more logical? Once you tell me you're chayiv, then it's logical to jump to 100. 50 is like, you know, not such a logical number. One plus up is 50. So mathematically, it's less of a chiddush to say 50 because 50 is closer to zero than 100 is. But logically, 100 is less of a chiddush. Right. In a certain sense, that's what we have over here. The starting point without the pasuk is that you're fully married. Starting with the written ish, we would assume you're fully married. Now the Torah said that there's no chiyuv misa. Okay. Now, ein chabo el chidusho. So do we say that, well, since the starting point was that you're fully married, and so let's minimize the chiddush. And we'll say the Torah is only being mechadesh that you're not fully married. The Torah is only moving a little bit away from the starting point. Once you make that you're not fully married, that's enough that you're not chayim isa. So as the Torah, the Enochabo and the Chidusho, we should say, let's keep the Havamina, keep the starting point. The starting point was that you're fully married. The Pasuk is teaching us that there's no misa. All that necessitates is that there's not a full ishes, but you still retain that there's a half ishes. Or you say that half ishes in svara is not such a logical svara, even though we do find it in certain places. We find it by Eben Chatzi Shifcha Hati Pasknanes, is such a thing as quasi ishes. There is a svara as a places, but it's obviously not such a simple svara. So logically, it's either all or nothing. It's much more logical to say no kedushin than half kedushin. So is your you know, it's the same type of chakir. Is it einach habo el chidusha says, okay, so say the smallest chiddush, and the smallest chiddush is to move it down from 100 to 50, the perfect kedushin to a half kedushin, or is the smallest chiddush to move it to zero because zero is more logical than a 50? Because it's not so simple to have a half a kedushin, right? That's a very interesting chakira. So we were trying to say that maybe to defend the Taisvis, that Taisvis will say in the Re that he will assume this svara, that even since the starting point was that there was a full kedushin, and it's only knocked down because of the pasuk that says that there's no chiyuv misa. So we're still retaining, even after the pasuk, that there's still some kedushin. Once you say there's some kedushin, some kinyan, so that answers the whole kasha, because once there's some kinyan, then you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah yibum partially, because you have partially, it's like I'm saying, in order to bake a cake, you need flour and water, and I have half the amount of flour and water, so I got a half a cake.
Would it be okay if we knew the other side, that Taka Ben Tess is no Kenyan? If we knew it was zero, would we ask a kasha? There's no chiddush that of ish, because of course you can't get misa if we knew the
That's just
first.
what Ish is teaching us.
I'm saying we knew the other side. So now you have a problem. What's the, in other words, it
No,
can't
because
be.
without the word Ish, Taivis learns that without the word Ish, the Svara would be that there should be a full Kedushin. Because since Katan doesn't need Das, I'm sorry, since Yibam doesn't need Das, just needs Bia, and a Katan can do Bia. So logic, in Svara, logically, it should be a full Yibam. That's the logic. Comes along the Pasuk and says, and therefore, logically in Svara, there should be Chayim Misa. Comes on the puzzling and says, you're not Chayim Misa. According to Rashi, that's it. Xeris HaKosev, you're not Chayim Misa. Fine. Taivis says that that's an illogical Xeris HaKosev, because if you're totally married, why aren't you Chayim Misa? So that's Megadah that you're not totally married. So the Shai that we're clearing is that Megadah that you're zero married? Because it's illogical. The most logical step, if it's not total, then it's zero. Because that logically, why should there be half? If there's a problem, then the problem should puzzle you completely. If there's no problem, then you should be full. Or do we say, listen, we don't know what the problem is. Logically, in our brain, there's no problem. So logically, it should be 100%. Torah's Megara, there's some problem. There's only a small problem, and you only end up, and you're still left with a half a Kedushin. And I think it's a very nice Chakira, a nice Shaila in Taivis's Shita in Kedushin.
I can't understand this partial Kedushin. I can hear it more in Yibum more than Kedushin.
What?
Kedushin is either a Kenyan or not a Kenyan. It's a 0 or 100%. What is partial?
There are many cases. We have cases of you make a quasi Kenyan. We have there is such a thing. There's a parony. There's some reason why a cotton, logically, without the pasuk, we would say a cotton has a full Kenyan because Yibum doesn't need Das. All you need is a
Rabbana.
So therefore, you make a full Kenyan. Comes along the pasuk and tells us that for some reason, which we don't know what it is, the Torah feels that a cotton cannot have a Kenyan Kedushin.
Ish.
Therefore, that's what, and therefore, there's not a, so for it could be the problem. Who says the problem says he can't have any? It may be just he can't have a good one. There's a pigam in his Kedushin. Torah is saying that a katan is not not capable of having a total Kedushin. You know, he can have a, you know, he can, you know, that you want to, you know, that I would have said that a katan can have a gun. Now you say, no, katan can't have a gun. Katan can't have a car. Does it mean he can't have a BB gun? Does it mean he can't have a motorcycle? Does it mean he can't have a, you know, like may I just be, if the pashas and svara is that it works, and there is such a thing in Lomdus as a quasi kedushin, which we do find that in other places. So that you could say we don't understand any reason logically why you should not have a full kedushin. That's why without the pasuk of Ish, we assume he has full kedushin because there's Zika and Abia and Yibam full kedushin. Now comes on the pasuk and says, but there's not a full kedushin. Haraya, there's no Eishin, you're not Chayim Misa. So so maybe there must be something about the katan that doesn't allow full kedushin. So does that mean it's zero? Or maybe it just means it's not full. So I can hear the two tzadim. I don't know, to me, it's a good chakira. And I can hear the tzad that it's zero. I definitely hear that tzad because what I was saying is because you could say that zero is more logical than half. That's what you're saying. So therefore, once you tell me it's not 100%, then the most logical next choice is zero. But I can hear the other way, that since really zero is not logical either, we don't understand why it should be zero. In our svara, it should be 100%. And am I the Torah is writing a pasuk that it's not 100%? So just not all so how do you know how much the Torah is knocking it down for some illogical reason that we don't understand? The Torah knocked it down. How do you know how much a Torah knocked it down?
Rebbe
wanted to use a Magid Mishnah yesterday.
I want to read the Rav Magid. I want to read it today. But just that was the chakir that we had yesterday. So
Rebbe, just one step. If Rebbe is saying that there is out there this idea of a chatzi kedushin or some kind of quasi kedushin, so why is the first step that she's totally?
Because logically, she's told there's no reason.
Yeah, but that could be maybe in Yibum, but in Gabi Kedushin, let's say, because we see there's no Kenyan, no, we see no if can't make a Kenyan, the Gabi Kedushin, we know Katan needs Das. The Gabi Kedushin, we know Katan needs Das. So Gabi certain Yonami needs Das. So I would say,
who says
the Gabi Kedushin should be 100%?
No, I don't. When you do Yibum, you get a total Kedushin without that.
He doesn't have Das. He needs a Kenyan. Kedushin is a
Kenyan. Yibum. A Kenyan Yibum gives you a total Chalos Kedushin.
We're not talking about Kenyan. We're talking about Kenyan Ishus here.
We're talking about Kenyan Yibum, doing Yibum, which brings about Kedushin. But you're getting the Chalos Kedushin through Yibum. And you get Yibum without Das creates a total Kenyan Kedushin.
But then we have no other area that could be quasi. Before Rabbi said there's a Kedin Kedushin Mechatzi like that. But so I'm saying,
besides Chalais Kedushin Akwadi, there's a whole Avnei Balum. It was a Pilpusher. What's a Pilpusher? Mechatzi Heaven, Chatzi Ben Chorim. There's a din that if she is, if she's Mezane, if a person, Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Bas Chorim, or Shifcha Charufa, what's that? I forgot already what the case there was. If she's married to the, if she's married, and then if she's mizana, so there's a din. It's a what the case is. But there's a case in the Torah that you're not chayim misa. There's an avnei meluim.
Shifcha charufa is an ashem, but what we say to get the ball ashem
charufa is, and there's an avnei meluim there that it's a quasi kedushin. Because you're not chayiv, if you're not chayiv, you're over Eishes Ish, but you're not chayiv Misa. So it's some kind of quasi. So there's something with the Gavra that brings about that you can only, you have a quasi kedushin. So maybe a katan is that type. But, you know, the Torah is mechadish here. Without the pasuk, we would say that a katan can have a full kedushin. The pasuk's mechadish, and it's something with the Gavra, the katan. They can't have a full kedushin. So maybe you can still have a half. You know, there's such a concept of a half a kedushin by life. Anyway, what did that do for us? Just to say over the svara. So we wanted to say that maybe in the riva, where you're not doing any, the requirement for the mitzvah is bia roida kamashem, and this is a zilch bia roida kamashem. So there's no logic to say hutra. You're not doing anything that's any shaykhis to yibum. You're not starting the mitzvah. You're not doing a partial mitzvah. But in the riva, the mitzvah is bia, not a kama shame. And the mitzvah is kinyan. So you have a bia, and you have a certain amount of kinyan. So l'chayr, you got a certain amount of kinyan, you get a certain amount of mitzvah.
What do you need the pasuk for, according to the riva?
That therefore, it should the isra shizach should go up, because you started doing the mitzvah.
And why would you need the pasuk?
Which pasuk?
Ish.
Maybe without the pasuk of Ish, we would have said.
According to the Riva,
According to the Riva?
Yeah.
According to everyone, it's the same. Without the pasuk of Ish, we would assume that you're a full fledged Kedushin.
No, you represent the Riva. There's no Hakam Hashem.
Oh, no, that's nothing to do with the word Ish.
I'm saying, I understand. According to Rivad, there's no Akam Hashem, right? So then I don't need a pasuk altogether. What do I need a pasuk to knock it down? Of course, she's not an Eishes Ish.
There's no, it's a B'Hashem with Akam Hashem. Okay, why do you need the word Ish to tell me that it's not a good Yibam? According to Rivad, you should say it's not a good Yibam because it's not with Akam Hashem. Okay.
Well, that's Michal Nakash. I don't know. So.
Okay, I don't know. There's nothing, you know, that's a Zaitik Akasha. But okay, you stumped me. I don't know. I hear. It's a good question. It's a good one. Why, according to Riva, why would you need a pasuk of Ish? Okay, I don't know. Anyway, the Maisa, so we wanted to look at this. So the question is, what are the Rambam mean when the Rambam keeps on saying that I'm a Kenyan Gomer? Does he mean that there's some weak Kenyan? Right? That was the Shaila. So that we decided going to look at this Ramban that the Rav Amagid quotes. Now the Ramban might be, but the Ramban, the way he quotes it is somewhat different than the way it's in the Sefer. So I don't know, you know, you can, you know, whether he's quoting in the Sefer and he's just paraphrasing it, or he had a different Ramban. He had a different Ramban than we have. I don't know, but let's read.
What does Rebbe mean by he started the mitzvah? The fact that the person did a quasi kinyan, by the next bia, then it's a full kinyan. So it's not like he did 10% out of 100 and then he did 90. It's meaning he didn't need to do anything. Like
he didn't need it, but let's say he dropped dead now, and he goes up to Shemayin. So I would say that they did. You know, Hashem has a certain yashrus. Mitzvah Yibum is a yashrus. They want Hakam Hashem, or according to they want Bia, which has some mystical, you know, mystical thing, and they want Kenyan. And when you do those two things, we said in the Elo that there's no din of mitzvah bo baveira by Yibum, because Yibum is the result, not the Maisa mitzvah. In other words, you're accomplishing something. When the Torah gives a mitzvah to Yibam because you're accomplishing. So if you, the Torah, there's a certain goal that the Torah wants. When you accomplish that goal, you get a mitzvah. So what if I accomplish half that goal? Let's say the Torah, you know, the Torah wants me to then it's very logical when a mitzvah is to do a goal, and you do half of what the Torah wants, you get half the mitzvah. The Torah wants you to give ma'aser, and you know 10% for tzedakah, and you give 20% for tzedakah. So you accomplish half the mitzvah. You didn't do fully what the Torah wanted, but you didn't do nothing. Each thing that you give to tzedakah has an intrinsic value. The Torah has a certain share of what they want. So there's, when you get to that point, you got the value. It's like we said by Tshuva. The Mabit says that in order to have proper Tshuva, there's a certain level of Charata you need to have, certain level of Azivis Hachet, certain level of, I don't know, well, those two, let's just stick with. But what if you have a weak Charata? You know, you're barely, you're a little bit harata. So he says it's a weak tshuva, which means that the Torah values, it's not that bad. Since it's logical, there's a logical svara that harata removes. It's like you're washing your dishes. So if you wash the dishes and you don't do a good job, so you got half the dirt off. You know, if you do put it in the wash machine, and the wash machine is half broken, so it works, it cleans the clothes halfway. It doesn't clean the clothes at all. So you do tshuva, you do a weak harata, so you got half the mitzvah. It's not worthless, it's not nothing. The Torah wants a goal. So by Yibum, Poshev Shan and Yibum, you know, we're working with that Birkas Shmuel that said that in Elul, that the Torah had a certain, there's some mystical reason of Hakam Hashem the Torah wants. Even according to the Ri, that you don't need to be a royal Hakam Hashem, but somehow or another, we don't know how, you know, it's down the logic, we don't know. The Ri makes things very unlogical, but there's obviously somehow or another making the Kenyan with the Bia brings about some form of Hakam Hashem. We don't know the mystical ways how these things work. So it could be that when you make a partial kinyan, since the kinyan is needed to make that come a shame, when you make a partial kinyan, you did a partial come a shame. Partial come a shame is like giving half the money to stock instead of all the money to stock. It's not like you did nothing. You accomplished something. It's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah Hashem wanted, the goal of the mitzvah was to do a full come a shame. You didn't save the guy fully. The guy's dying, and you save him halfway. So he doesn't die, but he's still a cripple. You know, you didn't really do the mitzvah right, but you got some of the mitzvah. So I gave partial hakam shame to the dead brother, because the ingredients that make hakam shame is bia and kinyan. I have a bia and I have a weak kinyan. So a weak kinyan makes a weak hakam shame. Weak hakam shame is a weak mitzvah. It's a weak mitzvah, so you get a hutra. No, that's what we're trying to say. Now, the more radical part of that is that there's such a thing as a weak Kenyan. So we didn't see anyone who says after Farish. I was trying to claim, this is what was happened yesterday. I was trying to claim that the Lashon of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that you're not claiming the Gamre, or claiming the Kenyan Gomer, implies that there's a weak Kenyan Deraisa. But Tatya Begida, rightfully so, said that the Rambam uses that same lotion by Mimer. And over there, it just means that you don't get a Kenyan Gomer because Midarabana there's a Kenyan. Not that there's a weak Kenyan Deraisa. But, you know, so I think was, yes, I was arguing that that could be only by Mimer. That's where the only Rabbi Magid only pointed out by Mimer. Okay, anyway, let's read this Ramban, because I personally suspect that the Ramban might be saying what I said. That's what I would like to hope. And this sefer quotes some of this Yad. When I say the name of the sefer was Yad, I forgot the name already. Yad Hamelach. That I think he also says it. You know, it's an early Akron, apparently, on the Rambam. But let's read this Rambam, the Rambam. So it's in Perikei Halacha Yudches. Regretfully, I got the printing, which is, I meant to take a new printing. So it's chopped off, so someone can help me if I can't miss some of the words. Okay, so Yavim Katan Ben Teshana. Mishnah Perikei Yisharabah. It's based on a Mishnah Yisharabah. Before it's from Mishnah Din, will become a Mekaimus Amru, be Gemara, Shabbiyas Vendez, Kemaimer the Gado, Shavi Rabban. Okay, that's the same as the Rambam says it, that the Rabbanon made it like Maimer. Kazar Rabban Zau, to me, the Raisa, Kona Osa, the Chol Dover, Shel Yibo. Avo Eno Keishis Ish, this Chayvalad. So right here, this is the goal. What does this mean? What does he mean? Midiraisa kana osa l'chol davar shel yibum havo eino ke'eshes ishet chayv alav. What does that line mean?
Could read it that he means you don't get the din of an ishes ish because she's not chayv misa.
Well, what I mean is, I mean, then you're not kind of midiraisa.
Well, according to Rashi, you are, no?
Okay, so is he Rashi or is he Tosfos? So
Pashtus, the direction seems to be Rashi, because according to Tosfos, it says the Chiddush of the Gemara is that there is no Kenyan.
Okay, so the question is, I thought that he's neither. That's where, or both. Now, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, there's no Kenyan, right? Because we learn out from the fact that there's no Chiyamisa. We go back and we say, Midiraisa, you're no Kana. So he's definitely not that because he said, Midiraisa, Kana. So that's definitely not like the way we read Tosfos. He said, Midiraisa, Kana. And the way we learn Tosfos, at the end of the day, Midiraisa, you're not Kana. To Edomai, he's Rashi. That really, that the Midiraisa, you are Kana. And it's only a Miyat as far as Misa. So why does he say, what?
L'kol davar shel yibum?
Right. In other words, he should have said, Midiraisa Kana, so l'kol davar. Stop. What's the l'kol davar shel yibum? Well, there's extra words. I mean, the chol davar is pretty good. Chol davar is a very clear. Then you come along, so shel yibum. So
that's a miyot.
Well, not like it's a miyut. So what it sounds like that he's in this middle shita, that there's a kinyan deraisa, but only for some things. In other words, there's a kinyan deraisa, you know, it's something like I was saying, that there's a kinyan deraisa, but don't think it's a kinyan deraisa for everything. It's a kinyan deraisa called davar shel yibo. I don't know what davar shel yibo means. Maybe yibo means as far as patrin tzara, yibo means as far as
I think they mean Lagabi Matami for relatives.
What?
I think they mean Lagabi Matami for relatives. I think that's,
I don't know. I would not say that's called Yibo. That's called
No, that's a nafkamina between Rashi and the Ramban. Exactly. I'm saying that according to Ramban, it would be only Lagabi Din Yibo, but not Lagabi
Right. In other words, not the Yorsha, the Tame, right. In other words, that's what I'm trying to claim. I'm trying to claim that the Ramban is this little shita. I'm trying to claim that the Ramban is a middle shita, that the Ramban, if the Ramban was Rashi, the way we read Rashi, he would have said Kano Sada Chol Davar. Stop. If the Ramban is our Tysis, the way we understood Tysis, then you're not Kano Sada at all, because since we say Avo Enokeshis Ishta, you're not be derived, so you're not Kano. Definitely not the way we read Tysis. So I thought that this means that the Ramban is a middle. The Ramban is saying, Midiraisa Kainoso, but only for Yibum. But other things not. So this idea that we're trying to say that you get when we learn out from this pasuk that you're not a full, you know, the starting point was you're a full Isha. Because you did a beautiful yibum. Yibum doesn't need das. Comes on the pasuk says there's no chiyum isa. Seven the fun you're not an ish. There's no kinyan. That's only for certain things. But for other things, there is a kinyan. There's still kinyan that got me certain things.
But why is he saying lechol davar? According to Rebbe, it's only 10%, 50. He's saying lechol davar shel yibum. You fully have a kinyan yibum.
So he's learning. Might be, you know, the structure might be slight. The structure might be the same as to me, but the division is might be different. I'm saying that I want to claim in the Ramban. You know, there is. I'm saying before the Ramban came along, there was seemed to be only two choices. There's either you say you're totally married and just exeris akosav the nochi amisa, or you're zilch married. I'm claiming that the Ramban is mashma that you're partially married. The gabi certain things you're married and certain things you're not. Now, which one's yes and which one not, that could be debatable. Within this system, once you grant that the Ramban is saying such a system, then you could draw the lines however way you want. You know, with the Gabi, what do you say yes? And the guy, what do you say no? I was saying it that the Gabi, everything, you're 10% married. That's the way I was saying it. I don't know. It would work out better, I think.
That would be a machlokes between the.
But the Ramban is not saying my way, but he's saying very close. He's saying that we divide certain things. Marriages that are nogea to yibum, you're 100% married. And marriages that are not a din and yibum, you're zero married.
So there's a machlokes between the re, according to Rebbe, there's a machlokes between the re and the Ramban. Of where to draw the line and right. how you make the line of demarcation?
Yes, because you have to explain that, because I can't say the way the guys pointed out and shared today, and they were right, that you can't put the way I'm reading the Ramban into the re, because then he would have no raya on Lamed Hey. Now, if he brings from Lamed Hey a raya from Katan, that there's no iserations off by Mubaris. According to the Ramban, there's no raya because the Gabi Yibum, you did 100% everything perfect. So and the gabe yibum, you have a full mitzvah yibum because you're kind of the gabe yibum. The gabe yibum, you're kind of, so you have a full mitzvah yibum. So then there would be it would be a ride to Muberes. Muberes, you don't get a mitzvah yibum. And according to Ramban, Pashas, you mamish get a full mitzvah yibum the way I'm reading the Ramban. Assuming the Ramban is saying what I'm saying. But I would just, but at that already, much of a jump I would take. I say that once you see in the Ramban that it's shy of such a thing that you can have a quasi kinyan, and that's pshat in Katan, that Katan gets a quasi kinyan, then to explain this plea that everybody's jumping on Taisus, Rav Chanan leaves it shver, Rav Nachum we didn't understand, Rav Yabarab we didn't understand, and so to say that Taisus, you know, maybe would say that Bishlam, or according to the Riva, it's not answerable. According to me, I could say that this system, that it's a quasi, that you have a Kenyan, the Gabe 10%, and the 10% Kenyan takes off the Yisrael Shesach.
Because you get according to the Rabbah, Kenyan sounds different than a Kenyan Legabe certain things.
What?
A quasi Kenyan sounds different to me than a Kenyan Legabe certain things and not other things. According to Ramban, it's a full Kenyan for Yibam and it's not a Kenyan for Ishus.
Yes, I understand this. We say this very often. This is one of the most famous Chakiras, that there's two different ways of getting 50%. You know, I can marry a girl and say half of you is totally married to me and the other half is not married at all. Or I say I marry the whole thing 50%, right? That we have this chakira in many places, and yeah, it could be. So yeah, you're saying that. I'm saying that you're 100% in everything. You're 10% of everything, and he's saying that for certain things you're 100%, and certain things you're zero. So you're saying that maybe is a little easier. Okay, maybe, but
we have to understand.
As can go. In other words. I couldn't prove more than that from the Lashon and the Rambam either, even without Dr. Brigida's, you know, pick book on me. That the Rambam just says, not kind of Kenyan Gomor, he could mean like the Ramban. So once you see this Ramban, in other words, I'm just saying that all I can get is that it seems to me that there's a Shita flying around there that's the Pashas Mashmos of the Lashon and the Rambam. Because the Magen Mishnah didn't start up with the Rambam when he was discussing Bias Katan, only started up by Maimer. The Ramban seems to say such a thing that a Bias Katan can make a quasi Kenyan. So now, his quasi Kenyan might be different than my quasi Kenyan. But once you see that there's such a thing can make a quasi Kenyan, then I can hear the answer, the kasha, that in the re it will also be a quasi kinyan, that will be a 10% kedushin for everything, and that makes for a that on one hand is comparable to Muberes because you only fulfill the mitzvah quasi. Muberes is also fulfilling the mitzvah quasi because she's quasi eishes up sheino banim. And there's no Israel Shazak in that type of case.
Why does Tyson's and Yud test point out that
how do we understand what happens when he becomes a gadol? And for specifically, does it have to be that there was a bias gadol, or just him becoming a gadol is enough?
No, he has to be a bias gadol. According to me. According to me, since you only got a quasi kinyan, you only got a quasi mitzvah yibum, so now you have to complete the mitzvah yibum by doing a bia. According to
it's she will be an ashes ish. He will be an ish. She will be the ashes of an ish, right, even though they haven't. Good. No, if he's a gadol, but they haven't had bia yet, since he became a gadol.
So she's not an Eishes Ish. No, you know, she's not an Eishes. She's only an Eishes of because she married a Katan. You don't, it doesn't become an Eishes Ish when it becomes an Ish. You have to marry her when she's an Ish. You know,
according to the Ramban, it seems to be a more glot.
It's the same. There's no Isser. He's mutter to his own wife. It's only other people that are Isser. So he for sure can do Bia.
And then once he does Bia after he's a Gadol, then now she's a regular wife like everybody.
Yes. Yes.
According to the Ramban, it seems to be a much cleaner way than Rebbe.
Much what?
It seems much cleaner way, the way he's dividing it, a much more spot. As far as like this, our Svarach Yitzayna is that since Yibam doesn't need Das, so therefore it's going to work for everything. It's going to work, and then once you get the ball rolling of Yibam, then Ishus comes. That's the Svarach Yitzayna. Then the Torah says Ish, and teaches, and the way he's learning, then he goes to Shoigeg over there. He's learning something. It's a very Svaradika thing. He's saying, no, we could divide the two things. The Torah taught us that Legabe, the Yibam track, and anything to do with Yibam, a special din, that you don't need Das. So that's what you could qualify for, but not for Eishes Ish. It seems like a much more, according to Rebbe, in other words, that whole thing that Rebbe gave the Hakdama for about, you know, in the case of Baba Kama, whatever it was, it does not apply at all to the Ramban. In the Ramban, it's a very logical way to cut it, because the Svarach Yitzayna was that no Das does Yibam, which therefore is Megalgal Eishes Ish, Kamashmal on the Pasuk, then no, it's not misgal. You a shoygeg maybe, and a yavam. Any case of no das, which the Torah says hikna lemin shemayim, it stops over there. But that's not a. We don't have a whole new type of a system of quasis and things like that. The Torah said you. It's not going to take the extra step. Ein bo el chidusha is a very logical.
Okay. I can't argue. You're saying it's similar to what Rafi said. You know, everyone's ganging up on me.
No, but I think
the Maisa, I discovered America. Rishiva used to make fun of me. He's saying, I discovered America. In other words, till this Ramban came along, until anyone made this dig from the Ramban, at least, I don't want to say no one because then I'll be in trouble. Obviously, I'm claiming a lot of people, but no one in this room ever heard that there's a third approach. In other words, when we learned Kedushin on Yud Tes, the Machlekes Rashi and Taifas, we only learned two possibilities. Either that you're a full-fledged Eishes Ish, you're full, everything is Kenyan's there, everything's done, except that there is a ghost of the Gabi Chiyamisa, or you're a zero. So I'm the Kaddish that there's a middle shita that you're that the Ishus is split. Now there happens to be this famous Chakira, which is in many, many sugyas. It's like one of the oldest Chakiras in the book. When you own something halfway, how do you cut the grapefruit? Do you own it 50% of everything or 100% of 50? So, okay, so I hear.
In the Ramban, it's very Svaradik, though.
Okay.
No,
I'm not gonna argue with you because if you hear it in Sfarah, fine. But it's already the question is it's moving. Is it in the question is just is it close enough that in order to answer we have a kasha on Tysis. The kasha is like on the re, the reva. We understand now why Tysis bows out the reva. The question is, the Taivis should have said it. According to Re, you're also bombed out. So I'm saying that the Re had a way to explain, according to himself, why there's no Iseratius. And it was in the Reba. He looked at the Reba. He said it's totally illogical.
The reason why it's like...
No Shachas and Mitzvahs Yibam, why is there an Iseratius? Why is there an Iseratius off? But according to the Re, he had a way to explain it. So you're timing to me... That is not true.
I'm saying the Ramban would look at Rebbe and say, you can't slice the grapefruit that way, because the whole Svara was that if you have no Das, you have no business touching Eishes Ish. So why you slice it? No Shaychus.
Okay.
If you have no Das, if you're a Shoygig, if you're a Yavam, Hikna Lemin Shemaim, that's the Parsha of Yibam and stop over there.
No, but
according to Rebbe, you're going Yibam, across the line.
When you're a Parsha of Yibam, you get a Kenyan Ishes. So why?
Yeah, that's what we would have thought. Kamash Malan. the kamashman. Right, that's his whole svar. The kamashman is it's only for things that you don't know that if since they don't have das, it can only do the chiddush stuff. Oh, where do you get to do eshes ish stuff?
Right here. So you know what Rashiva used to say, for a svar you need a friend. I guess you're not my friend.
No, I'm saying is Rebbe masking to at least the structure.
Right here, then maybe that's it's maybe. I just feel that we've come a long way. In other words, it's a very big chiddush to say the pshat and the Ramban. It is not the way, you know, when we started the sugya, I think we get a lot of, first of all, get credit for a chiddush, even if we're not answering that question. To get a chiddush, pshat and the Ramban, pshat and the Ramban, that there's a new pshat in Bias, in Bias Ben Tes, that you get this middle level, even if you say you're right, there's a chiddush. To take credit for a chiddush, because and it's not Beferish and Ramban either. You know the guy showed me that the Gilyan of Arshos quotes this Ramban, quotes the Rav Amai, and says he just means like Rashi, and he knows he didn't make the diik, the chol davar shel yibum. But we want to, I think, you know, to make this shot in the Ramban. It's a chiddush, and then, so then I, well, in order, listen, we have Rabbi Ochanan, these toivis, Sarachian. So I don't know. This is such a jump that I can't take to make the answer to Sarachian. Okay, I don't know. I think it's that big of a jump.
Could Rebbe possibly summarize what the question on the Riva is, and then why it's not a question on the Re?
It's saying like this. Taiva is saying, according to Riva, you have no, what you're doing, this Bia has no shaykhus to Yibam. Because Yibam, the essence of Yibam, according to you, Mr. Riva, is a Bia Roy Lakam Hashem. You're not doing a Bia Roy Lakam Hashem. So this is zero shaykhus to Yibam. This is, you get no, when you come up to Shemayim and you're going to want to get credit, you're going to get zero credit for what you did. It was, you totally missed the boat. You know, it's not nothing to do with Yibum. Yibum is Hakam Hashem, and you didn't do Hakam Hashem. So you did something else. So why in the world should the Eishes Ach go off? The Torah is going to take off the Eishes Ach for no reason. You didn't. Torah only takes off the Eishes Ach when you do Yibum. You didn't do Yibum. You have no Shaychus to Yibum. There's nothing to do with Yibum. Then why should the Eishes Ach go off?
So that Riva can't understand. Hutra couldn't work with you, Riva?
Hutra, when you're starting, I don't know, we have to know when we say Hutra, but okay, when you have Shaychus, but in a case where there's no Shaychus, he would not.
That's the Shaychus. The Shaychus is Tegadlana. Tegadlana, and he'll become.
So that Hutra he does not hear. Because so wait till you got that, and then you'll get your Hutra. What do you get a Hutra now? There's nothing, no, right now, there's no Shaychus to Yibam. Why should it be Hutra? So on the question is that happens to make sense. That sounds very logical. If especially Tavis and Shita and Avgimam a day that the Eishes Ach really comes off because Esei Deichel also say that was Pashim Shad and Tavis and Shita. You know, we wanted at one point to say not like that, but you know, so if there's no Shaychus, if there's no Shaychus, what you're doing has nothing to do with the mitzvah. Why in the world should the Yisra Eishes Ach go off? The problem, however, was, so that was never a problem, what the Re is asking on the Riva. The problem was, if that's what the Re is asking on the Riva, why can't the Riva just turn around and say, hey, Re, you have the exact same problem on yourself, because you also say you're not Yaitzin a Mitzvah, and you're not Yaitzin a Mitzvah because you're missing also an integral ingredient. I'm not Yaisi Tfilin because my children don't have parshas. You're not Yaisi Tfilin because your children are not black.
We're saying the Re uses Ramban's quasi mitzvah.
So we're saying that Re will say, yeah, that's not true. Because according to me, what makes a mitzvah is Bia. I got Bia. What makes a mitzvah of Kenyan? I got a little bit of a Kenyan. Well, that's not enough of a Kenyan to get the mitzvah forward. Okay, so I get partial credit. But when I'm going to go up to Shemayim, if I would manage drop dead right now, and I would go up to Shemayim, I would get partial credit. They would give me a partial Yeshikaya because I did something. The dead brother would come to me and say, listen, I know I want to give you a Yeshikaya. You tried. you gave me a little bit of Hakama Shein. You know, you couldn't do more. You're a katan, you can't do more. So you know, the katan does yibum, and then he dies. So he did a little bit of Hakama Shein. He helped the dead brother a little bit.
Agav would his wife with this wife now fall to yibum to the other brothers?
I don't know. I'm not tracking that. But that's what we're trying to say. So there, once you did a little bit of Hakama Shein, so then it makes sense. It's a hutra. The Torah, who said the Torah needs a full Hakama Shein, a full mitzvah to take off the Yisr HaShasach? As long as there's any degree of kiyum mitzvah, I take off the HaShasach.
And why can't I turn and then use that for the Riva and say there's
also in the Riva, there's milch mitzvah. Because in the Riva,
there's partial Hakama Shein. Rabbi just said there's a partial Hakama Shein.
There's no partial Hakama Shein. In the Riva, the thing that makes Hakama Shein is a Bia Haroi Lahoyin. And you have a Bia of a content, then it's like you didn't do a Bia. It's like you married her with Kedusha Kesef. You know,
he was fine with a beer Rishina that was not gonna be a highlight.
I don't think that's not a fair question. We're in
as long as Bia Shini was Mozart.
I don't think that's not a fair question either. You're cheating because we're not in the Riva, we're in the Re. The Riva, the Re asked on the Riva from Ha'ara and Bia Shogadarka. The what you're asking is true. I'm true that the Riva obviously has some way out of that because Biyash, the Riva was happy with Biyashnia. So what does he want with Ha'ara and should be a Shilogatarka? You'll do Biyashnia. So the Re is working within his system. The Re is, this is like, you know, it's completely mutter. The Re is allowed to work in his system, assuming the Riva is right. In my logic, what would happen?
But one second, but Lamaisa, just like the fact that the Riva would have an answer for Ha'ar and everything else, he could have a similar answer for Katan.
Yes, about the Riva can have plenty of answers. We're not worried about the Mr. Riva. Riva can have, Riva does not will answer Biashnia in all these cases. He'll answer Katan when the Katan grows up. Yes, so the Riva is not personally. Riva has no problem. All the kashas that Tavis asks on the Riva will turn around and say, I hold, we look at Biashnia. In all these cases, Katan Katana, Arashal Katarka, there's going to be a Biashnia, no problem. But the Re obviously doesn't go raise that Svara of Biashnia. He doesn't go for that, even though the Riva did. And he's trying to figure out in his das that Biashnia doesn't make any sense, whether the Riva's Yisoyim of a Bia, you need, that the mitzvah is contingent on a Bia of a Kamashem, does that make sense or not? That's legitimate. That's how people reshine and work.
Katan's in the same category with Ara and Vishlakadarka, etc.
Yeah, so okay. Anyway,
yeah, according to Tysus and Kedusha and your test, the Gemara, as Rebbe explained before, that they're intertwined. The din of Misa by the Altanacious Ish to the fact that there's a Kenyan. Those two things are connected. Before the quasi part, they're connected. In fact, that Tysus Lashon is the Lashon of Tysus is she'ena kaina isa. That wouldn't be she'ena kaina isa partial. That's she'ena kaina isa. And I think Tysus Rosh Hashanah, they bring down mamash. No, there's no Kenyan. That's the way he knows Gufa. That's how the system works. Not like Rashi.
I don't know. I did not say necessarily that this is what Tavis and Kedusha means. I did that. We have to look at the Lashon of Tavis and Kedusha. I'm just saying that maybe Tavis and Yavamis, we're saying, and there might be, I'm not claiming that everybody, no one said, of course, I agree with you. The simple Pshan and Tavis Kedushin is not like we're saying. We're just making, we're being Mechadish as a third Shita. There's Rashi and Kedushin. There's a simple Pshan and Tavis and Kedushin, which maybe Tavis and Kedushin holds. I don't know. Maybe. And then there's the shot that sounds like from the Rambam that you get a not kind of a gamre, that you're kind of partially. And now we're saying within that pshat that there's a partial kinyan. And this is what the guys are saying, and they're right to see and Rabbi, that there's two ways of saying that. Is it a partial kinyan that you get yibam 100% and kedushin 0, or you get everything 50%? So we really have four different systems to explain katan for arguments.
Well, how does that work with the Tosfos on Amud Hay?
Because I'm claiming that Tavis is learning that it's a not like Rafi and Svi, that it's not like they're bad, because it, but rather it's a part quasi kinyan gabi everything.
So right, quasi kinyan
gabi everything, you need to fulfill the mitzvah yibam, because to get the mitzvah yibam, you need a full kinyan. But you did fulfill the mitzvah quasi. By Muberes, you also fulfilled the mitzvah quasi, because she's quasi zakik. If she's quasi zakik, you did a perfect yibam. So you, to the amount that she's zakik, you did a good yibum. So you got a quasi mitzvah. I think that's nice. A muberes, the way we view a muberes is she's a half eishes ok she'ein obanim and a half eishes ok she'eish obanim. So that means she's like a half a zik on her. So that's where Reish Lakish holds Bia's Muberes Lashma Bia, because there's only a half a Bia, half a Zika. So you only fulfill the mitzvah halfway. But on the half that she's a Zakik, you fulfill the mitzvah. The half that she's not Zakik, you can't do a mitzvah to a woman who's not Zakik. So you end up also with a half a mitzvah. You end up with a half a mitzvah for a different reason. But it's even good if it's not exactly the same as katan, because then what was Tavis is Avamina. But it's the same structure. Person is doing a quasi mitzvah. You're doing a perfect bia with a woman who has a half a zika. So you got a half a mitzvah. Half a mitzvah, we take off it. And I would claim that according to Reish Lakish, same claim, that if you did a bia with a muberes, and Reish Lakish holds Bia's Muberes Lashma Bia, but when you come up to Shemayim, they'll give you a half a Yeshikaya. Because on the tzad that she was, you know, and the degree that she was in Eshizok Shein Obanim, you did Yibam. So you did a quasi mitzvah. And that's why the Yisra Eshizok goes off. Okay. I don't know. It's not so pashut, but that's what I'm trying to get. So therefore, it's comparable. In both cases, there's a quasi mitzvah. All right, that's the best I can do. I don't know, but that's what I'm trying to do. I like to find, if I could find this, I'll try and find this sefer. I mean, I'm going to look at it now, but I probably can track it down here in the yeshiva. This sefer Yad HaMelech, and the way somebody quotes it, it sounds like there's the first question really is our Diak and the Ramban right? Because the Ramban says, Kone the Chol Dover Shel Yibam. So is that like Shel Yibam Lav Davka? The guy showed me that the Gilyan Amarsha and the Gemara of, I think, Sadik Vav, you know, says that the Ramban means, this Ramban means like Rashi, just simple Rashi. We're saying that he's really closer to Tisus. So that would be, you know, if you learn that Shel Yibam is Lav Dafka, then he's obviously saying like Rashi. So if you look at the, I think it was on Samach Tzadik Vav, these fancy Gemaras, Tzadik, what was it? I don't know. Tzadik Vav. Here. But in the Gilyan Amarshan, Tzadik Vav, it says, Ayin Kedushin Yutes, Tavis Derimasa Teraisa, the Das Ramban by Rav HaMagid, Perikei Mehilchis. Halacha Yudchet Bechalitza V'Yibam Kirashi. So he said, this is Ayin Beis Shmuel. I didn't see the Beis Shmuel. So he learns the Ramban. It's clearly the Gilyon of Arsha, which is obviously a great person, not like me. And when the Ramban said, Kana L'chol Davar, Shal Yibam, so the word Shal Yibam, it just crosses out. It doesn't mean anything. It's just, you know, no extra words. That's how the Gilyon of Arsha reads it. I'm pretty sure, assuming that I'm reading him right, that this Yad HaMelech learns the Ramban like me. That it's only for Yibam. So we have a machlokes achronim, and what the Ramban, if the Ramban is saying this or not. Okay. That's what it sounds like. Okay. We'd like to start a new sugya next week, right? I think we shine sight. So
is there Sunday?
What?
Is there Shir Sunday? Oh,
excellent point. I probably not. Probably not. I probably have that yeshiva dinner. I don't think I can get away. I'm going to assume that I can't make it. Last year I didn't make it. They didn't want me. You know, I have to worry about my not the, you know, it's not really it's the board. They get upset. You know, they don't like it when certain things their shit doesn't show up. So they were not appreciated. Last year, 2 years ago, I think I gave share in the middle, but last year they didn't like it. So I probably won't show up. Well, so Sunday's yeshiva dinner. So I'm going to probably have to. So we'll start Monday. So we're going to read the Gemara. The Rashi Yeshlecha Yevama is a very hard Rashi. You know, we know with the with, you know that's a very hard Rashi. And then there's the two Taisis.
Where is this? What daf are we on?
We're at Daf Chav. We're
still Daf Chav.
We didn't even start, regretfully, we didn't even start Daf Chav yet, to be honest. The Iker of Daf Chav, we haven't started. The Iker of Daf Chav is Kol Sheino L'Yibe Mino L'Chalitza. When we say it and we don't say it. So now we want to start Daf Chav. So we can read the Gemara of from Kapos V'Tani. The Rashi is very difficult. Yeshlecha Yevama, that's a very, very difficult Rashi. And then there's the two Taivism that we skipped the first one, and then the little teeny one, Bishnama, and the Taivis Ihachi, which is other the, you know, we have to do. And then that's the bigger, you know. That's a gigantic sugya. And eventually we'll do that with, hopefully with the Parshas Drachen. And that's the major, that's probably, I don't want to say the biggest sugya in the Yevamis, but it could be. hopefully we danced around it enough that we should be into, we shouldn't say so hard. But okay. But that's
it. It seems we have the same Gemaras and Tyson just keep on popping up again and again and again.
Welcome to Yevamis. Okay.
Chof on the days, Daf Hey, Daf Nun Hey.
Okay, that's Yevamis. It's certain Yisraelis. It keeps on coming up, yes. All right, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.